Trump will meet with EU on Sunday to work on trade deal. By Nick Gilbertson on July 25, 2025. President Donald Trump arrived in Scotland Friday for his state visit to the United Kingdom and shared that he is set to meet with the European Union on Sunday to discuss a potential trade deal. Trump revealed his plans while speaking with reporters on the tarmac in Glasgow, before heading to Trump Turnberry, where he is set to have dinner with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer this weekend. "I'll be meeting with the EU on Sunday, and we'll be working on a deal. We'll see if we make a deal," he said, noting that EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, whom he called a highly respected woman, will be present for the talks. Trump believes there is a 50-50 chance that the sides can come to a trade agreement. When asked what the sticking points holding up a potential deal are, Trump said they have to do with maybe 20 different things. Trump sent a letter to von der Leyen on July 12 announcing that the European Union would face a 30% tariff on goods it exports into the United States. He emphasized that any retaliation would be matched to the percent intact on top of the 30% tariff set to take effect. Trump emphasized that companies that produce in the United States do not face duties on their goods, underscoring the incentive to move production out of the EU and into the United States. However, Trump concluded the letter by stating that if the EU removes non-tariff trade barriers, tariffs, and allows American companies access to its markets, then he would consider modifying the tariffs set to take effect next Friday. "If you wish to open your heretofore closed trading markets to the United States, and eliminate your tariff and non-tariff policies and trade barriers, we will, perhaps, consider an adjustment to this letter," Trump noted. Trump has already cut deals with the Philippines, Vietnam, and Indonesia since sending out letters to those countries, and dozens of others, earlier this month. He said Friday that a deal with the EU would be, actually, the biggest deal of them all, if we make it.